The Michigan Ag Today podcast brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, michiganmediates.org. Investigating the rising costs of farm inputs. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. If you're a Michigan farmer, you know the price that you're paying for inputs keeps climbing higher and higher. But now the Trump administration is taking notice. Greg Allen has more.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Justice have announced a new partnership aimed at investigating what's behind the sky-high input costs that are squeezing American farmers.
Farmers have enough challenges to deal with. Sky-high input prices should not be one of them.
That's U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins.
Seed costs up 18%. Fuel and oil up 32%, electricity costs up 36%, labor costs up 47%, the cost of vehicles and machineries up 45%, interest expenses up by 73%, and fertilizer costs increased 37%.
But some in the agriculture industry say it's more than just inflation. Concerns about corporate consolidation and possible price manipulation have been growing louder. The USDA and DOJ say they're pooling resources and data to determine whether anti-competitive practices are driving up costs and if any companies are violating antitrust laws.
The antitrust division of DOJ will work hand in hand with USDA effective immediately to take a hard look and scrutinize competitive conditions in the agricultural marketplace, including antitrust enforcement that promotes free market competition.
This move follows months of pressure from farm groups and rural lawmakers who argue the current system favors large agribusinesses at the expense of small and mid-sized farms. The joint effort could lead to formal investigations and even legal action if wrongdoing is found. For now, farmers across the country are watching closely, hoping this marks a turning point toward a more level playing field. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
There's something to be said about being early. You get a better place in line, maybe a better seat at the table, and sometimes being early will save you money. Like when you order seed early from Seed Genetics Direct. Place your order for the next growing season with Seed Genetics Direct by November 10th, and you'll save $10 per unit on corn and $2 per unit on soybeans. It's time to leave the nest, early birds, and visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com to order. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics. Genetics Direct.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ron Calhoun from Lansing, Michigan with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
More warm and dry air over Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag weather update. I don't see any major weather problems here. High pressure continues to sit nearby just to the north of us as we move through today, tomorrow, and Friday. Getting into the weekend, we are still warm on Saturday, watching a significant storm complex come together to our west on Sunday in the northern plains and the upper Midwest. But right now, honestly, it looks like the bulk of that moisture wants to lift a little bit farther north. So Sunday, I'm going to be warm and dry in most areas as well. The remains of that frontal complex do try and work in for early next week, Monday into Tuesday. I won't rule out a little bit of hit and miss scattered shower action. At this point, I'm not going to say any more than 60% coverage, but I can see us getting a few hundredths to maybe half an inch in that Monday, early Tuesday time frame. We dry down with high pressure coming back, settling in over Iowa by next Wednesday. That will give us a fully dry Wednesday, Thursday, and most of Friday. Getting into the next weekend, the 11th and 12th, we're seeing a significant area of precipitation come up to our south. Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, all in line to see significant precipitation. Some of that will try and lift north into Michigan, more so on the 12th than the 11th. And then we start off the week of the 13th with a reset in temperatures. We're going to get back closer to where we should be this time of year, maybe even a bit below for a few days. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
My name is Scott Maurer. I work at Napoleon Feed Mill in Napoleon, Michigan.
Scott is very familiar with M&W Seeds.
Their products stand right up there with all the national brands. I've never been disappointed with their corn or soybean seed. Most generally, if I take a farmer that has been with a big brand and maybe convert them slowly, eventually their whole farm will be M&W. So I think they like the local. It's a Michigan company. Their service is wonderful.
Check out all their products online, mwseeds.com.
Not a whole lot of good news on Tuesday to impact the grain markets. Here to explain is Andy Eubank and Tom Fritz with EFG Group. They spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
A bearish day in corn, soybeans, and wheat got a little worse after the USDA end of September report. And Tom, let's run through what was important in that report in your view. And first of all, the market reaction to it, a little bit lower than what we already were after the release.
That's true, Andy. You know, the numbers, corn stocks come in bigger than expected, 195 million bushels bigger than expected. Now, some people will say, well, it's less than last year. Well, okay, but it's still bigger than what we were expecting. It's going to add to the carry-in, and we've got a big crop already. So the reaction is we're looking at corn prices that we haven't seen. Oh, gee, you got to go back to the beginning of the month to find corn prices this low. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, the we had been kind of a sideways market in D's corn, roughly between 420, 430. As far as I'm concerned now, we're going to go see what's below 410. Yeah, we've got great demand, but this stocks number tells us that we've got more corn to deal with. And, you know, the only positive thing that I'm coming out of it is that the on-farm stocks were less than the off-farm stocks. Yeah, I think it really would have been a whammy if we saw on-farm stocks bigger than off-farm. So, you know, that's kind of a redeeming factor, if there are any redeeming factors here. Then we've got wide open harvest. So where are you going to go? And adding to that is how bearish the wheat market is. Quarterly wheat stocks, they come in higher than expected. By, 77 million bushels? Well, that's just the stocks. Now you're looking at the crop size, you know, this past season's wheat crop. It was 58 million bushels higher than expected. So, you know, you have greater availability. It's a bigger number. And so down we go.
A check of your grain and livestock markets are coming up.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Settlements from Tuesday, December corn down 6 cents at 415.5, March 6.5 lower at 432, November beans dropping 8.75 at 10.01.75, January beans 9.5 lower at 10.20.25, and December wheat falling 11.5 to 508. October live cattle 52 cents higher Tuesday at 231.85, but October lean hogs down $1.30 at 99.85. MichiganAgToday.com is the website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.